إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that the amount of time and energy that we spend on something depends on the benefit that we expect from that thing. Things that we expect a lot of benefit from, we are very careful about, we are very particular about, and we try to ensure that we do not miss that opportunity. Things that we are less sure about the benefits from, or things that we do not really consider to be beneficial, in reality, we don't really spend much time on them. They are not very important for us. We are not very particular about those things. So I remind myself and you to check our lives and see whether we walk or talk or not. For example, if you look at the benefits of tahajjud, we all claim to know them, we all claim to accept the fact that tahajjud is the key to success in life, in dunya wal akhirah, and that that's the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the du'as of people, and therefore if you really want something badly, then you must be praying tahajjud. If you are not praying tahajjud, if you are not making dua for that thing in tahajjud, then it means you really don't want that thing, that you don't want that thing so badly, even though you might be saying that. So therefore you need to check and see how particular about am I about my tahajjud, or do I make excuses for not praying tahajjud? Oh, today I was late, today I slept late, today I am very tired, and so on and so forth. Whereas, for example, we might be very focused on physical fitness. No matter how tired I am, however, I am ready to get up in the morning and go jogging. Now, I've got nothing against jogging. All I'm saying is that if we are looking at the relative importance of something, then we have to see how much time and energy we give to that thing. Take, for example, those people who are interested or claim to be interested in the welfare of their children. How many of them wake up in the night and pray tahajjud and pray for their children? I'm not asking you to pray for my children. I don't have any anyway. But I'm saying how particular are you about praying for your own children? If you can't even get up in the night and pray for your own children, how unfortunate are those children whose parents don't have the time and don't have the inclination, don't have the thoughtfulness to pray for their own children? How unfortunate are those poor children whose parents don't pray for them? And not because of anything, not because they hate the children, they're just too bloody lazy, or whatever the case might be. They're just too lazy, they're just too engrossed in their own lives that they do not even wake up in tahajjud to pray for their own children. It's very important for us to look at to truly accept and truly understand what do we mean by relative importance of something. For example, many of us are very focused on what we eat, not in the context of haram and halal, but in the context of calories, in the context of what does it do for me, does it add fat to my body, is this lean meat or is it fat meat, and so on and so forth. So we are very focused on the physical effect of that food. But how many of us are focused on the spiritual effect of that food? What is the spiritual effect of that food? Is that food something which is doubtful? Is it something which might be haram? Is it something which might be contaminated by something by a prohibited thing? Are we focused on that? Because the food affects us. The food affects our dua. If you are eating things which are doubtful, then your dua will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the heart of the muttaqi is the best mufti. So if your heart is permitting you to eat some things which are doubtful, I'm not talking about haram, I'm not saying that you are eating pork or something, but I'm saying things which are doubtful. If you are eating and drinking things which are doubtful, how many times have we spoken about the doubtfulness at best of things like Coke and Pepsi? Yet you find people happily drinking Coke and Pepsi, and then they think that their dua will be accepted. Allah knows best. Maybe Allah will accept your dua. May Allah accept your dua anyway. But my point I'm making is that if we say that we are particular about something, then we must see whether this in fact is the case or whether we are fooling ourselves. Because on the one hand, you say that you are particular about your dua being accepted, but on the other hand, you are not particular about what you eat. How is this dua going to be accepted? So it really means that you are not serious about your dua being accepted. Wallahu alam, if that is how you want to live your life, most welcome. But my point is that seriously stop fooling yourself. Look at yourself and say, those things which I claim to be important, am I really giving them importance? And if that is not the case, I suggest that we correct ourselves before it is too late. Otherwise, we will reach a situation where the things that we really want from life, we will not get. And at that time, it will be too late to repent, it will be too late to turn around, because the time would have passed. So let us be very clear, stop fooling ourselves and say, if I believe that something is important for me, am I really giving it the time and energy and the time and the focus that it needs? Otherwise, that thing is not going to be in my hands. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to prevent and to protect us from that which is not pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.